Hi, everybody. It's Kim Hughes, and today we're going to talk about how you can fill your pipeline, whether you're looking for buyers or you're looking for sellers. So we're going to give you a few tips on how you can start doing that. And by implementing this and actually putting it into play, you will start seeing some results. So let's get started. Welcome to the Unstoppable Real Estate Agents Podcast. I'm your host and real estate productivity expert, Kim Hughes. Join me as we focus on real strategies and implement real solutions designed for you to achieve major success in your business and life while getting you organized. All right, so when you are looking at building your pipeline, I always say try to keep it pretty average, you know, between the buyer and the seller. Because if you have a seller, you're going to be looking for a buyer. If you have a buyer, you're always looking for someone that's selling. And hopefully those two people can meet and it make it into a beautiful thing. So with that said, if you are one that does, let's say, open houses and you meet, you know, 30 people come through your house, and they sign in and they give you all their information. Well, there's 30 people right there that are either going to buy or sell. And in some cases, they may be doing both. So what you want to do is be very proactive after the open house is over. So if you have got their phone number, you will want to send them a real quick little video. Just text them a video and just say, you know, thank you for coming today. If there's something that we can help you with, if you found some other homes that you're interested in, you know, if you would like for me to, I'm more than happy to put you into my MLS so that you are always emailed on the updates of as properties come on the market. Okay. So once you're doing that, that right there will open the door of opportunity. And they will either reply to you, yes, would you please add me to the MLS? Because a lot of people may not even know that that can be done. So if you explain that to them, that by adding them to your MLS, every time a home comes on the market that meets their criteria, they will get an email or a text, whatever that may be. And then when you go into the MLS and you set up that criteria, you might even just tell them, say, hey, you know, when you get your first email, let me know if there's any adjustments that need to be made, and we'll be happy to make them so that we really target what you're looking for. So by building that relationship with that buyer, you're letting them know that you're really invested in helping them. And you're not talking about how you can help them sell or how you can help them buy. You're focusing on what their needs are. You're taking yourself out of the equation because you don't need to promote yourself. They've already met you. So once they've done that, then you want to, make sure you go over to your social media. And you find them, you follow them, and you send them a private message, or you just post on their profile or on their feed, you know, hey, I'm so glad to meet you today. I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing what your real estate goals are, you know, whatever that message could be, right? So then as you're moving forward with them, you want to put them on a drip campaign. Now, of course, you want to put them on your newsletter, but you want to ask them permission. Don't ever assume, especially in the email world that we get so much email and everything, you always want to respect their privacy and ask their permission. So when you send them the video text, then what you want to say to them is, you know, I have this great newsletter and it does, and this is what my newsletter is about. I would love for you to start receiving it, and hopefully you will be, you know, gaining information about what's going on in our market. So once they've given you permission to do that, then go add them to it. And then also tell them, if they're buyers, that you would love to intensify it if you are not already. So what you're doing here is you're establishing a relationship by meeting their needs. And so here you've met them at the open house. You have now sent them a little video text or a video email saying, you know, enjoyed meeting you today. If there's anything out there that you find, I'm more than happy to help you, you know, take a look at it. If you are needing to talk about your real estate goals, I'm always here to help and give you information that you need. In the meantime, if you are not pre-approved, I would love your permission to have my mortgage lender reach out to you because he's awesome and he's going to get you pre-qualified. So now what you're doing is you're introducing them to your mortgage lender, getting them pre-qualified, staying in touch with them during that process, and you've now got them on your MLS to receive listings that meet their criteria. Now, if they don't get qualified, you haven't lost any time. You just need to now readjust on how you're going to move forward with them. And if it's a credit issue, a down payment issue, whatever their issues are that they're not pre-qualified, then hopefully between you and your lender, y'all can help them achieve the goal to become pre-qualified. Now, in that process, you might want to find out, are you selling a home? Are you renting? What is your situation right now? So then that way you know if you have a buyer who's going to be buying or and selling or just buying. So that is a win-win situation right there because you're already developing this relationship with them. And then once they get over that hurdle of the pre-qualification and they're good to go, then they're already receiving those emails from your MLS because you have worked on that criteria for them, right? And then what I want you to do is put them in your CRM to get your drip campaign. Now, the drip campaign, if they're already qualified, you've got to have a couple of strategies here. So if that buyer says, "Oh, well, I'm already pre-qualified, here's my lender, et cetera, I'm ready to go," then what you need to do is reach out to the lender, talk to them, get them on the right drip campaign that you have created for them or your funnel. They're the same thing. In today's world, people call them funnels, but they're a drip campaign. And then if they are pre-qualified, that's one campaign. If they're not pre-qualified and they need to do some work to become qualified, then you put them on another campaign. And then if they are a buyer and a seller, then they would go on a different campaign. So this may sound a little overwhelming of thinking about all the campaigns that you need to put them on, but you don't have to do this overnight. So, think about what information would each criterion need to be successful and just put it into play and put it into your CRM. And then when you move them into your CRM, you can tag them to the correct campaign. Now, if they are really active and they're ready to go and buy, then you need to get on the ball and start thinking about what do I need to get them to be working just with me? Do they need to sign a buyer representation agreement? Do they need, and if they have not signed one, then that's the first thing you do is once they become pre-qualified, is get them to sign that. And that could be in your buyer package that you send out to them or when you sit down with them. Now, I may not be giving you the exact step by step, but you can figure that out on your own. And what steps do you want? Ideally, I would like for you to be able to leave that open house, send them a video text that says, "Thanks so much for coming to my open house today. If there's anything I can do to help you in the buying process, please let me know." If you're pre-qualified, ask them, are you pre-qualified? If not, we have some ideas of how to get you there. If you are pre-qualified, this is what we need to do. Can I have your permission to send you my newsletter? Can I have your permission to set you up in my MLS to receive those listings that meet your criteria? If so, tell me what you're looking for. Obviously, you already know because they've been at that open house with you, but they may have other criteria, So you might want to find out what that is and then go put them in the MLS. So right there, you're being proactive on filling your pipeline because they either are ready to buy now or they're not ready to buy now and they have an issue that's causing them not to buy now. But for each one, you have an answer. It's a very simple thing. You just got to figure that system out that works for you. And then as you go forward, whether they're if they're buying and selling, of course you want to sell their house. So the first thing you need to do is get their house on the market. You've got to go through that process of what you're doing to prepare the home to go on the market. But in the meantime, they're still receiving those emails of the homes that are available and that meet their criteria. Now, if you have a client that's selling and they're moving out of state, then of course that gives you the opportunity to refer them to another agent so that you can get the referral fee, right? Simple, very simple. And then just build it from there. So make sure that when you go to an open house and you're hosting it, that you have this information already lined out. You know what you're going to do with them, et cetera. And be ready to sit down and send out some video text messages after the open house is closed. Now, another trick that works, and it's really not a trick, it's a tip, but that really can make a difference in the volume of people that come to the home to help you decide who needs to be in your pipeline and who doesn't, is maybe an hour or two or the morning of the open house, you have a flyer and it tells them all about the home. It talks about, what this home has to offer. Invite them to come and look at the home because this is going to make an impact on their neighborhood. So when you invite people in the neighborhood to come preview the home, they are engaging in what's going to happen with that home because they want to see, is that home going to add value to my neighborhood or is it going to need some work? What is it that we're dealing with? Because that home can affect a whole neighborhood based on price. So what you want to do is invite 10 neighbors around the criteria of the home. So you're sending out maybe 40 or 50 hand delivering, knocking on the door. I would love to invite you to 123 Sioux Street open house. It's going to be from 2 to 4 today. I would love for you to come and give us your opinion on what we have done to stage it, to market it, et cetera. Now you have all these people coming in, and these are the neighbors. So let's think if you had 40 people invited in the neighborhood, let's say half show up. That's 20 people that you can now put in your pipeline. And then you're also sending them a text video that says to them, thank you so much for coming to my open house today. I would love to get your feedback on the home. What did you think? Did you think the price was good? Did you think the house was staged correctly? Did you like the landscaping? What did you like and what maybe did you not like? I would love to hear your opinion because it is very valuable to us as we market this home to our future buyer. Okay, so now you've done that. So now let's just say hypothetically, you got 20 people. You could get maybe 2 to 4 listing appointments out of that invitation. Okay, so think of it that way is, what do I need to do to get my name in that neighborhood? I'm going to go door to door, hand them a flyer, invite them to my open house. And then when they come, they're going to fill out the information sheet. And then you're going to have that information to put into your CRM and put them into a drip campaign that's going to nurture them until they are ready to buy or sell. Okay. So now you've done that. And then you're going to do the same thing with them. Hey, I would love to put you on my newsletter. And tell them what your newsletter is about. We give out information about buying and selling. We talk about the mortgage rates. We talk about the market. We talk about events that are coming up in the local community. We, do this with our newsletter. And most people are going to say, yeah, I would love to get that. You can always unsubscribe, but if you'd like, I'd put you on it. If it's for you, great. If not, there's always an unsubscribe button. Okay. So you're giving them the opportunity to opt out if it's not for them. Okay. So now there's the other tip. Now, what you want to do after that is you've now got the people that are coming to the open house that just came on a whim. You have invited the neighbors to come to the open house. So there you're building your pipeline. And then let's say when the house is pending and you've got your closing, now what you want to do is send out an invitation to those same 40 people in the neighborhood, 10 houses around the house, okay, and invite them to a meet your new neighbor. And you're going to, of course, have the homeowners host it, but you're going to bring in, some hors d'oeuvres. You can make it fancy, you can just make it plain and simple. And have them come for like a 2-hour period where they come, they meet their neighbors, you're talking to them, you're building that relationship, right? So now you have started getting the neighbors to meet each other and go from there. And I did have a client that told me that one of the things that they were said that they heard over and over and over is, well, my agent didn't do that. Well, my agent didn't do that. So this is where you stand out. This is where you are going above and beyond what most agents do. And that's what buyers and sellers are looking for, is an agent that who's going to listen to them, who's going to engage with them, and who's going to go the extra mile. So when you do all of these things, you're going to start seeing a change in not just the people that come into your pipeline, but these are solid leads. These are people that are either going to buy and sell in the near future, or they could refer you. So make sure that you follow this process. Try it out. See what you think. If you are not one that does an open house, maybe you should. Maybe this is an opportunity for you to sit down and do that so that you can get to know the people in the community and start marketing to them and them knowing you, so that when they are ready or know someone, they think of you because of all the effort that you went through to get that seller his home sold, got the new person in the home, made them feel comfortable, welcomed the neighbors to come meet them and everything. So this is all a great strategy that you can put into play. So I would love to hear what you're currently doing. And if you like this idea, then let me know. I would love to hear from you. Thanks so much, and you have a great day. Bye.